Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number, if you'd like to do that and get on the radio, is 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about the non-aggression principle, which we're going to get into further here. We just barely scratched the surface of a story that I'm sure we're going to have plenty to say about here, where one man is advocating, and he's not by no means the first to do this, but it's an interesting article so far, so we're going to continue it. But over at libertarianism.org, one guy is saying libertarians ought to get rid of the non-aggression principle, and he's going to give us some of his reasons why he believes that that should happen. The non-aggression principle is, of course, the base principle of libertarianism, the idea that, hey, it's not okay to use violence against your neighbor, aggressive violence. It's not okay to threaten your neighbors in order to get them to do the things you want them to do or to not do the things you don't want them to do. And, of course, that's the tool that the government uses. The government gang uses the threat of violence and actual violence to enforce its will upon you. And that's not all right. And it's not all right if one person does it, like your common criminal. It's not all right if a dozen people do it, like a gang. And it's not all right if a bunch of, 51% of people do it by going to the ballot box. So, with you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Johnson.
Etienne de la Boissie Squared.
Welcome. Etienne is with us here, special guest host, newer mover to New Hampshire as part of the freedom migration of liberty-minded folks that have been migrating here for years. He came here over the summertime, arriving during Forkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we had the opportunity to meet previously at the Anarchapulco event a couple of years prior to that. And
for a couple of years,
yeah. It was absolutely a real pleasure to see you move up here, because I always know the real hardcores when they move to New Hampshire, because it's cold up here. So you got to be pretty hardcore to not only pick up your whole life and move it somewhere else, but to move to a place that's relatively foreboding and not so populated. It's wonderful to have you here. So thanks for joining us here tonight. Johnson, let's continue with this story of yours.
All right. So it continues to say here, the NAP's plausibility...
That's the non-aggression principle.
Yes. The non-aggression principle's plausibility is superficial. It is, of course, common sense to think that aggression is a bad thing. But it is far from common sense to think that its badness is absolute, such that the wrongness of aggression always trumps any other possible consideration of justice or political morality. There is a vast difference between a strong but defensible presumption against the justice of aggression and an absolute universal position. As Brian Kaplan has said, if you can't think of counterexamples to the latter, you're not trying hard enough. But I'm here to help.
Okay, good, because we've come across a few over the years, so I'm curious to hear what it is that he comes up with.
Yeah. In the remainder of this essay, I want to present 6 reasons why libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle. None of them are original to me. Each is logically independent of the others. Taken together, I think they make a fairly overwhelming case.
All right. I'm prepared to be overwhelmed.
Here's the first one. 1. Prohibits all pollution. As I noted in my last post, Rothbard himself recognized that industrial pollution violates the NAP and must therefore be prohibited. But Rothbard did not draw the full implications of his principle. Not just industrial pollution, but personal pollution produced by driving, burning wood in one's fireplace, smoking, etc., runs afoul of the non-aggression principle. The non-aggression principle implies that all of these activities must be prohibited, no matter how beneficial they may be.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that. I don't think I've ever heard any libertarian say, nope, you can't have a campfire.
Because it's just a sentence, yeah. So let me just complete it. He says, the non-aggression principle implies that all of these activities must be prohibited, no matter how beneficial they may be in other respects, and no matter how essential they are to daily life in the modernized, industrialized world, and this is deeply implausible.
No, that's a complete misunderstanding of the NAP, because for anybody to be able to, quote-unquote, do anything about the pollution, you have to have an organization with the ability to use violence. And so if you're a supporter of the non-aggression principle, then you know that government is impossible. And so how are you going to stop these things without a government?
The idea is that if you are engaging in pollution at all, that you are violating the non-aggression principle because you are aggressing against someone else.
That
if you are someone who prescribes to the non-aggression principle, you can never engage in any form of aggression at all. That's the idea that this person is saying, that if you support the non-aggression principle, you must also support the idea that you can never engage in any kind of aggression, whatever.
Well, you generally should not engage in any kind of aggression, although there are a few examples that
should not and do not are huge.
Like the classic example that we've come up with here over the years is, what if Etienne is unaware you're in some sort of drunken state and you're standing in the road and there's a bus coming your direction and you have no idea? It would be an aggressive act for me to push you out of the way and save your life. But after the fact, you might thank me for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are some of these examples where the non-aggression principle doesn't quite hold up, but generally it's a pretty good principle. But to come back to the pollution question here, generally, as I understand the libertarian position on pollution, is that, yes, it could be considered aggressive to pollute or to pump whatever it is into the air, but ultimately you have to make a case for that. Just the fact that somebody's got a smokestack in the air doesn't necessarily mean that anybody's being damaged. If the particles per million are relatively low, it's probably not doing anything to anybody. If you can prove, however, that whatever the smokestack is bellowing out is actually causing damage to people or property, then you may have a viable case against that particular company. Now, in the absence of the state, what do you do to put a stop to this? Well, you can use the media. You can use the internet. You can spread the
word. Consumer boycott.
The boycott, exactly right. And there are other things. You know, there could be insurance companies that could get involved to pull policies or whatever. And again, you know, some sort of a lawsuit in whatever kind of non-governmental court system that we might have, some kind of arbitration.
Well, I think that's the thing that every. So, like, let me ask you guys now, if you were to say, what do you believe the cornerstone is, or the center of, at least in America, I think it's probably going to be a similar answer in most other justice systems around the world, what would you say the central tenets of American justice are? Like, what's the founding principle upon how a judge makes decisions in a case?
Will it benefit the state? In a lot of cases.
That's probably one.
Does the client have
money?
But,
okay, let's say somebody's, solving a civil suit. You know, is it always, I mean, let's not, be completely entirely cynical, because I don't think anybody's going to accept that if you're really making that as an argument. You know, I think it's probably more accurate than most people are willing to believe. Mm-hmm. But for those that are completely unwilling to believe that, I mean, are there any guiding principles at all to, our justice system that beyond money and the state? You know, I think that there have to be some. I mean, I think that there are some people that believe that there's, I think that people would completely reject, if that were totally true and people actually believed that, then I think that there are enough people that would then, revolt and reject the justice system entirely. I think that people believe that there are some moral principles behind the justice system. I think that those people exist, right?
Well, there's a fantasy, a religious belief, as you touched on earlier, Etienne, that the belief in the state is a religious belief system, and nowhere beyond the courtroom is it more obvious. I mean, look at this. You have pews. You yep. literally have, they're just missing the
they
Holy
sit
Bible.
On high.
Right? They don't have a hymnal sitting in front of you, but
they
you
sit
know.
On high.
Right.
They wear vestments.
A robe. The man wears a robe. He walks in. There are he has his acolytes in the room who will do his bidding, and he bellows from the bench, and the acolytes they act. They do what they're told to do. Arrest that man! And they arrest that man. It doesn't matter whether the arrest
is
illegal.
But I think the reason why they do that is not just because, oh, they're blindly serving the state, but there are people that believe that there is some form of justice being meted out.
Yes.
Right? They believe that there are some moral principles, and it's what are those moral principles that the state is acting upon?
They don't have those.
If there are any.
No, they don't have those. It's the belief that there are some, but they're not actually, they don't actually exist.
Yeah, they're not consistent. It's certainly not consistent, the very.
Well, because it's because law is based on opinion.
Well, there's tort. Well, there's
we'll
different
continue.
Types of law, right?
Hold that thought. We can continue. You can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you got to do, take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Should the libertarians just reject the non-aggression principle? It's not that great for whatever reason. I'm not sure what these reasons are going to be, but there's an article, Johnson, that you're going to share with us where the article author says, yeah, here's six reasons, and we're on reason number one right now.
Yeah.
And his first reason was pretty lame, which is to say he claims that all pollution is aggression, and so therefore prohibited by the non-aggression principle. And I don't think that's necessarily
true. And I was asking you guys what you thought, if there were any central moral principles. Because clearly people believe that they're getting justice to a certain extent, right? There are some people that believe that our justice system, in at least the United States, you know, provides some kind of protection, that there's, you know, our military provides some kind of protection. They have this, you know, completely unfounded belief that, you know, the police and the military and the courts are there to somehow protect you and provide you with some kind of justice. And you know, they're bringing
peace
and a rule of law, right?
Which, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, and as I mentioned right before the break,
it's only once you actually get some experience with these people that you realize that was a mistake. That you are completely wrong, that there is no duty to protect you for the most part, you know, unless you're having completely superficial interactions.
And the justice system has no real principles behind it. They have a set of rules they supposedly follow.
I'm going to take debate with that because I believe that they do. But here's the problem. Well, there's criminal law, civil law, tort law, statutory law, common law, and intellectual property law. All those different types of law, and they're all operating on different principles. It's kind of like the different organizations of government, right? Like different bureaus and bureaucracies all operate on different principles. So I was actually watching a video from Prager University today about a guy who runs a cookie company for selling like sugar-free cookies for diabetics. Mm. And it was actually a really interesting video, and he was talking about all the red tape he has to go through, you know, with his very slim profit margins, that he's got to deal with all these regulations and bureaucracy nonsense. And one of the examples he was saying is that he's got the FDA, which has some sort of ridiculous regulation on the doors in the kitchen, where the doors have to open out, because he's like having to encapsulate, like no food particles can like move from the kitchen into another area. Well, he's got the agriculture department, because he's doing stuff with agricultural products like milk, and they have a regulation that states that the doors have to open in.
Yeah. There's no principle here.
He had to have one door that opened out and one door that opened in.
Ridiculous.
Right?
You know, so in your list of different laws, you left out natural law, which is the only law that you really need, and it's the one that's philosophically and morally consistent.
Right.
But, you know, if you think about it, you know, all of the law that they've got can all be replaced by natural law, and the tenets of natural law is there's really five...
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that either, because natural law, right, is the... I mean, if you're going to go with the ultimate natural law, you're going to be the type of person who's going to say, might makes right.
No, natural law.
To a certain extent.
Natural law is essentially...
you're going to say there's five tenets?
There's five breaches of natural law. Mm-hmm. And so there's assault, rape, theft, trespass, and coercion. And each of those...
are actually covered. That would be what our current law system would call torts. Those would all fall under tort law.
Right. But my point is that all of those are a theft of some kind or another. And so if you think about it, assault is the theft of physical well-being. Rape is the theft of sexual choice. Theft of physical property is theft. Theft of trespass is theft of security. And coercion is theft of consent. And so when people talk about what is a right, you know, everybody's like, hey, I've got a right to do this. Hey, I've got a right to do that. Well, the basis of that is natural law. And the thing so all of those things are obviously wrong, because there's a victim in each of those cases. And so those are wrongs. A right is anything that's not a wrong.
Indeed.
So you're either hurting. And then if you wanted to even if you wanted to break it down even further, all of those can be reduced to do no harm.
And it's just a beautiful thing.
Right. And look how simple that is. And if you have that basis in natural law, then you've got a basis in morality. And if you have a basis in morality, then you don't need to hire a $500 lawyer to go to court. You don't have to do anything. You just come, you know, you can come before a group of your peers and
show how the harm was done.
And show how the harm was done. And it becomes, did you harm them?
It seems obvious, right? Like, that's what the non-aggression principle is it's that... It's sort of a well-structured way of saying do no harm in a form that is meant to be the primary cornerstone of any justice system, right? Of any kind of society, like not necessarily justice system in the sense that we think of it now, where you have a legally taxed, you know, like it's you know, a justice system that supports itself through anything but justice by stealing from people, you know, and stealing funding to support itself. But let's say a society built around the idea that you know, aggression should be somehow you know, restituted, that if someone either intentionally or negligently commits an aggression against someone else, that they make that person whole. And
and that also does not exist within, I mean, to some extent it can, but for the most part in the criminal justice system, the money that, you know, you pay out in a fine doesn't actually go to the victim in a lot of cases. There are some cases
where it's called retribution-based justice versus restoration.
Well, to come back to your original question, Johnson, which I don't think we've really had a chance to get into here, at least I didn't feel like I had a chance to answer it, about the principles behind the so-called justice system. There are no principles beyond the rule of man. So, and that's a changing sort of chimera, right? Like, it is changing with the moment. Law is, as I think Mark Stevens coined this one, and I love it, it's an opinion backed by a gun. That's all that law is. When you have these Supreme Court justices, these robed men and women, they make a decision 100 years ago. Well, the current Supreme Court can make a completely different decision. They generally base their decisions on prior decisions, but sometimes they overturn the prior decisions and they completely change the law because of that. Now, in some cases, it's made sense for them to do it in certain instances, but it just goes to show that there are no actual principles behind this.
And the non-aggression principle, it's not a, you know, an idea that you never are able to, you're locked into this, you can't transgress against anyone ever, you can't have any kind of trespass against someone, either accidentally or intentionally, because you're completely locked into this pacifistic state, you know, where you can't pollute, you can't do anything because you might harm someone else. It's about the idea that you are a type of person who is a... you're going to make somebody whole if you did the wrong thing,
or you thought you were doing the right thing, but you did the wrong thing. If I knock Etienne out of the way of the bus, and he was like, "Well, I was trying to kill myself. Now I'm mad at you. You should have let me die." Then I would be sorry for it and try to make things right by not knocking him out of the way again. I don't know what the punishment would be.
And that should be the central of any sort of system or society who values real justice, right?
All right, we got more coming up here. Justice. The toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion, 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently. There is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House says it will not be cooperating with Nancy Pelosi's impeachment inquiry and instead dared House Democrats to hold a full impeachment vote in a letter sent to Democratic leadership. Mark Short is the chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. He tells Fox News,
"You have basically an investigation right now, which we're not allowed to provide, see evidence that they're bringing forward. We're not allowed to cross-examine. The administration is not allowed to have counsel present for its witnesses. The American people have a good sense of fairness, and they know that this is not."
President Trump is awarding the nation's highest civilian honor to former Attorney General Ed Meese. At the White House, the president praised Meese as a dedicated public servant and someone who's been an inspiration to many. And Sony says its PlayStation 5 will hit stores next year. The company confirmed it will be out in time for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And by the way, I do want you to know about liberty.menu. Libertarians for a long time have wanted to know about other liberty-minded folks and their businesses. But there's never really been a good online Liberty business directory until liberty.menu. They finally got it, and they did a great job. It's a super easy-to-use website, and it's free. So you go to liberty.menu. Maybe you've got a thing that you do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you're a content creator like Etienne, who's got a book. UnderstandingOurSlavery.com is his website. But if you want to add the thing that you do to liberty.menu so other libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists can find out about you, then you should do that, because it's free, so why not? Get on over to liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force. So that's liberty.menu's creator saying, hey, if you're one of these anti-non-aggression principle people, you're not welcome at liberty.menu. You've got to actually understand freedom and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle in order to sign up and use liberty.menu. So it's a free site, but you got to have principles. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You get a Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile for doing that. And, you know, there are some upgrades that you can pay for liberty.menu, but by itself, You can list the things you do for free. And maybe you've got an event that you are coordinating or involved with. You can list your events there, too. Liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more from Johnson with the story that is attacking the non-aggression principle. We're only through point one of six, so we got to get to the other five here. But let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
It's about a letter that the White House lawyer sent to the House of Representatives to explain why the White House will not be participating in these proceedings, and they're not going to go and answer stuff that the House of Representatives has not been following all the correct procedures, and there seems to be a lot of misunderstanding about what's going on, okay? Now,
okay.
Picture a pedestrian walking up to a cop and say, somebody's breaking into a car around the corner. Okay, that's the whistleblower report. Now, let's say the cop is going to walk around the corner and see, is there somebody breaking into a parked car? And the breaker would have a perfect excuse if the breaker owns the car and locked the keys inside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the cop is checking into it. That is the equivalent of the current impeachment inquiry. And you don't have the right to cross-examination of and confront your accuser or any of that. This is that's going on right now. It is investigating into it. If breaking into a parked car is a felony, then you don't go to a trial until after an indictment. That would be the impeachment. Okay, well, it's not at that point yet. The impeachment proceeding would take place, but right now it's simply the impeachment inquiry. Check it out. Is somebody breaking into a parked car? Is the breaker the owner of the car? That's where it's at now. And they're talking about how the president isn't being given the right to confront the accusers face-to-face and all of this other stuff. And but the one point that really has to be mentioned, catch it every time the enemies of liberty bring it up, because it's one of the big lies in all kinds of political discussion, and lies always suit the bad guys. Quote, simply put, you seek to overturn the results of the 2016 election and deprive the American people of the president they have freely chosen, unquote. Excuse me, but when they do this, always remember what your geometry teacher told you. For a statement to be true, it has to be true for all cases. That statement accuses me, one of the American people, of having freely chosen Trump. And it accuses all of you and everybody else there of having freely chosen Trump.
And who made this statement? I'm sorry, I wasn't clear on that.
The statement in the letter, quote,
which letter?
Simply, a letter from the White House to Nancy Pelosi and the various three chairmen, and it's, quote, put simply, you seek to overturn the results of the 2016 election and deprive the American people of the president they have freely chosen, unquote. And so I'm just calling to point this out.
But you're not wrong. I mean, most people did not choose Donald Trump, right? Most people either didn't
only
vote.
Only 26% of people, you know, roughly, and it's not even 26, it's like 25 point whatever, voted for Trump.
Right, because you're including there, Etienne, the fact that many people don't vote at all.
In fact, I just happen to have the exact stats right here.
Oh, really?
So 46.9% did not vote.
Right.
25.6% voted for Clinton, and 25.5% voted for Trump. 1.7% voted for Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But so even the fact, you know, the big crime, the real crime, is the fact that everybody gets a government imposed on them, even though only 25.5% of the population voted for them.
And how many of those people were voting for Trump because he wasn't Clinton? You know, what you never really know is why people chose the way they chose. You have no idea.
Can I point something out here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I never know when you're going to cut me off here. When you're on the stage in a debate or any kind of, when somebody says, excuse me, but the American people strongly support that law, the best rebuttal is, no, I do not. And then again, invoke the what your geometry teacher told you. No, I do not. You accused me of supporting that law, or in this case...
Good point, Tom. Thank you for sharing that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I'm pretty sure 100% of this studio did not consent to being ruled by either Clinton or Trump. Not interested. I'd like to opt out, please. I don't support this whole federal government concept, let alone the state of New Hampshire. I certainly don't support them, but at least I can talk to some of those guys.
It really is the big con. Government is illegitimate for so many different reasons. You can't delegate rights. You don't have yourself to a representative or a government. You can't be bound by a contract that you yourself
have never signed.
Right. And so, if you go back to the founding, you got 3 dozen slave owners get together in a room. They write down on a piece of paper that they alone get to make up rules for everyone,
right.
and they alone get to steal the wealth of others, which is ridiculous on its face. But then, because it's the government and the media working together, it's an organized crime system, they have their newspapers proclaim, it's valid, we have a new government, it's magnificent. And then they just proceed to kind of take over. And then how many people actually voted for that? Definitely less than 1% in the first election, election. And so
how many people would have even known that was going on at
exactly,
that time?
Exactly.
News travel by horseback at best.
Right. And so that's essentially how they did it. So we just kind of take over. And then, by the way, the Bill of Rights, that just goes right out the window. Jefferson, Washington and Hamilton lead an army of 13,000 immediately into Pennsylvania to put down the Whiskey Rebellion.
Right.
They search homes without warrants.
New boss, same as the old boss.
So all of that Bill of Rights right out the door. We're in charge. We're taking your money.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's been ever since.
Well,
and
feel better because it's not going to the king. See, it's all better. All right, Johnson, let's continue here.
Okay, well, the second point here that it goes on about the non-aggression principle, it's continued attack here, is that the non-aggression principle prohibits all pollution because its prohibition on aggression is absolute. No amount of aggression, no matter how small, is morally permissible, and no amount of offsetting benefits can change this fact. And then it says, but suppose, to borrow a thought from Hume, that I could prevent the destruction of a whole world by lightly scratching your finger, or perhaps...
Oh, my God. This is still
by
the pollution
imposing a
part?
Very small tax on billionaires.
More coming up here. We'll get to the next point. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Should the libertarian movement reject the non-aggression principle? Well, I mean, that's basically asking the question of should the libertarian movement completely destroy itself, because that's the founding foundational principle that the whole concept is based on. But yet somebody who has taken control of a website called libertarianism.org is advocating for this.
Or at least has written a single article.
Well, they're publishing it. And we're going to get into points 2 through 6 on his 6 points of why he believes that be serious that the non-aggression principle should be gotten rid of. We'll continue with that discussion here. And if you want to join in, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I want to make sure you know about the Edge wallet. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, you've got to have a wallet in which you can then store that cryptocurrency. Technically, you're storing the keys to your cryptocurrency, but that's a more technical discussion. You can get Edge Wallet. It's one of the myriad of different choices out there. Why should you choose Edge? Well, because, in my opinion, it's the best cryptocurrency wallet that is available today. And I have tried a bunch of different crypto wallets, and I came to this conclusion long before they became an advertiser here on Free Talk Live. Been a big fan of Edge. I use it more than any other wallet out there, and it's available for both iOS and for Android. So whatever, you know, mobile device you have, you can get Edge. It'll allow you to buy, sell, trade, and, of course, securely hold your favorite cryptocurrency. So there's a couple few dozen options there inside Edge. They will help you secure your freedom. They've got a veteran team that's been building wallets since 2014. Go to edge.app. That's their website where you can learn more about the technology. It's edge.app, or just go and download it right now through your Google or Apple App Store. And again, that's the Edge wallet. It'll let you hold your Bitcoin BTC, your Bitcoin Cash, your Dash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Edge.app. As we continue here, of course, take your calls and thoughts. So, Johnson, you are going to get to point number 2 here on this guy's list of reasons to get rid of the non-aggression principle.
Any minute.
I'm going to rehash this one here real quick. So the non-aggression principle prohibits all pollution because it's prohibition.
This is the opinion of the guy writing.
Yes.
Okay. Just ridiculous.
Yes. non-aggression principle prohibits all pollution because its prohibition on aggression is absolute. No amount of aggression, no matter how small, is morally permissible. And no amount of offsetting benefits can change this fact. But suppose, to borrow a thought from Hume, that I could prevent the destruction of the whole world by lightly scratching your finger. Or, to take perhaps a more plausible example, suppose that by imposing a very, very small tax on billionaires, I could provide life-saving vaccinations for tens of thousands of desperately poor children. Even if we grant that taxation is aggression and that aggression is generally wrong, is it really so obvious that the relatively minor aggression involved in these examples is wrong, given the tremendous benefit it produces?
Wow. Yes.
That's utilitarianism, folks.
It's also situational ethics, and you can make up a gazillion of these, but at the end of the day, if you don't have a principle, we're not going to hurt you or steal your stuff, the second that you say, oh, in certain cases, it's okay to steal your stuff.
And boom, certain, there's like, the exception. Now it's
boom,
gonna,
there's
push
the
Mac
slippery
truck
slide.
Through,
well,
right?
Well, you know, then, well, why can't we do it for this?
Well,
why can't
also,
we do that? Well, we just did it for that.
Well, and look at the way he terms the, oh, it's just a little tax on the billionaires. It's a minor aggression.
Right.
Well, it may seem minor to him because he's not the one who's enforcing it. He's not the one who's doing anything about it. He's just a thinker. He's out here thinking about these things. But when you're the actual victim of the tax, when somebody comes to you and says, hey, hand it over or else. And then they put you in a jail cell or put a gun to your head in order to get it, which is the violence that backs all of these minor aggressions.
Here's the thing that is also not addressed by this, right? Who is he to judge that the aggression is
minor?
Right? Now,
someone who's promoting aggression is who he is.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. It could be that it's, you know, that what he's perceiving as something that's a minor aggression is actually, a harm that is greater than perceived. So, for example, I was giving the example of the guy who was operating on the 1% margins, and that they have these aggressions that are supposed to be protections, mm-hmm. you know, by the Ag Department and the FDA, where doors are opening inwards and outwards, and it gets to ridiculous levels because, you know, you have people that are making these judgments that have no business making these judgments, right? I mean, it's not necessarily that, you know, aggression can generate harms that are, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say or how I could
more clearly phrase it. It's the unintended consequences of regulation.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. unintended consequences. Not only are there unintended consequences, but potentially there are benefits that are being squashed by the aggressions as well.
Like the benefit of having jobs from this guy who might go out of business because the regulations are going to put him under.
Right, exactly.
Like the benefits of living in a peaceful, harmonious, free society.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be nice if we could do that.
I know, and
imagine
it's so simple. All you got to do is follow the non-aggression principle, and boom, there you go.
Leave people alone.
Okay, so now my train of
train's back on track.
The train of thought has come back on the rails here. So the other thought here is that if it were such a small aggression, right? If it were really such a small aggression, why wouldn't that be able to be achieved without aggression?
It would
through persuasion,
right?
And through voluntary action.
Right,
hey, billionaire,
right.
You can save
How'd you like
lives.
To save some lives?
Right. And if that billionaire isn't willing to,
go to the next
why
one.
Are you to not trust their reasoning on that? And if they, you know, even if it's
there are other
purely
billionaires.
Selfish, you know, there are, not only are there other billionaires, but suppose their answer is just, I don't wanna. It's good enough. You know, right? I mean, if it's not good enough for you, then you clearly have a moral issue.
Because that billionaire could be a pretend billionaire like Donald Trump.
He could
be completely underwater on his properties where the banks have him by the balls, like Donald Trump.
So here's number three.
Okay. So what number two was? We need a little aggression. We need this.
Yeah.
Okay. Baby aggression.
Number three is the non-aggression principle clearly implies that it's wrong for me to shoot you in the head. But to borrow an example from David Friedman, what if I merely run the risk of shooting you by putting one bullet in a six-shot revolver, spinning the cylinder, aiming it at your head, and squeezing the trigger? What if it's not one bullet, but five? Of course, almost everything we do imposes some risk of harm on innocent persons. We run the risk when we drive on the... We run the risk when we drive on the highway. But what if we suffer a heart attack or become distracted while we're driving on the highway? We could harm someone. Or when we fly airplanes over populated areas. Most of us think that some of these risks are justifiable while others are not, and that the difference between them has something to do with the size and likelihood of the risked harm.
Okay.
Driving while drunk, I'm assuming, is the probably another purported example of what this is hinting at, I think. But he's saying something to do with the size and likelihood of the risk, the risked harm, the importance of the risky activity, and the availability and costs of less risky activity. But considerations like this carry zero weight in the non-aggression principle's absolute prohibition on aggression. That principle seems compatible with only two possible rules. Either all risks are permissible because they are not really aggression until they actually result in a harm, or none are because they are. And either of these here, and neither of these here seems plausible.
So he's saying that he believes the non-aggression principle means that you can't take a risk, or that you can take any risk.
He's saying that it has to be one or the other, right? You would have to argue that that taking a risk with harming someone is not actually aggression, or that all risks are aggression. In other words, that either you, like, he would be equating, for example, drinking and driving to putting a bullet in a gun and pointing it at someone's head, which is actually probably an example that somebody who hates drinking and driving would actually make. But essentially, he's saying, like, you can't say that it would be okay to drink and drive and not okay to point a gun at someone's head and pull the trigger if there's one bullet in the, cylinder or whatever.
So this is just a bizarre objection here, right? So
it's so dumb that
it's hard to really...
It's just nowhere to start.
Yeah. I think most sane people would say that you are threatening somebody when you put one bullet into
a
revolver.
Pointing a gun of any sort,
whether there's
somebody,
a bullet in there or not,
is an applied death threat, and it opens up to you. It opens you immediately up to retaliatory violence.
Absolutely, it 100%. Does. But yet, somebody getting behind the wheel of a car in a normal state is, though there is a risk involved, relatively small by comparison. So by no means is that an implied death threat. But what about the drunken driver? Well, let's get a little bit further into this here. Moments.
We love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.